everyone, I'm Lynn, and today I want to talk about minimizing the effects of the beer bug shot. So, great question. People ask me this all the time, so I wanted to revisit the topic and look into it, see what things would come forward. And here's the question. Hypothetically speaking, if we do not have the option to refuse the beer bug shot, are there ways to avoid or minimize the effects on my body, like affirmation, meditation, a certain type of body cleanse? Basically, is there something that people can do? And when I think about these various shots out there pertaining to the beer bug, I get that you can somewhat minimize the physical reaction, but you cannot undo the DNA modifications once they're in motion. Many people, and I get this, they're in a horrible dilemma in which they may need to take this shot for whatever reason. It could be personal, because maybe it's a family member or neighbors or financial, tied to your employment or daily living, like just trying to go to the grocery or public transportation. There's a multitude of reasons why people feel that they're backed into a corner that they have to do this. So the big thing is there a way to mitigate it? They feel forced. They want to minimize the situation to the best of their ability. And if you approach this shot with a more positive mindset, such as saying a mantra as simple as, please allow my body to accept and transmute this foreign substance into something benign, then you can take it with a minimal immune response if you really believe in that mindset that you are projecting out. But having said that, it does not mean that your DNA is protected. It just means that you cannot see the symptoms or the impact on a different vibrational level. Your spiritual being is a different energy component versus your biological being. Biological selves are part of the 3D, and this shot impacts your ability to connect with that higher density. It blocks the God gene and makes the connection and the connectedness much more cloudy. It's essential. It essentially is going to impact the human race, start to create a division. It's being shown to me using food as an example, and I thought that was really interesting that it came through like that. There's GMO food, and then there's organic food. Those without the shot are considered more organic, so to speak, just for reference sake to explain this. And this is somewhat confusing as it was being shown to me. And then on the inverse of that, those with the shot are more like the GMO variety. The real difference is, in the 3D world, is the ability to reproduce. Organic food grows in a natural environment, and GMO food needs assistance to germinate. Future generations will see this parallel in humans. So it's almost like they've manipulated the food in such a way. And I've never seen it come through to me using food as a reference or symbolic way to understand it, but really did give me a moment of pause and truly a deep concern for what's to happen. In addition to childbearing, people without the shot will have an easier time connecting to their inner God and therefore their higher self. They're going to have an easier time ascending to the next level. Those with the shot will have to work very hard to connect with their inner self. At times it may feel easy, and others it's going to be like walking through mud. And this is due to the toxins put into the shot that are excited and mobile by the triggering EMF and 5G waves out there. So they're manipulating people also. So you're putting this in their body and then you're manipulating it as it goes on. I see this shot as an attempt to morph and change humankind into something else, something it's not. It really is a tough and a personal decision, so do your research and do what's right for you. It is really an individual choice as to what your personal situation is and if you feel that you're up to the challenge and the reward outweighs the risk. And I will leave you with that. Please feel free to leave a comment. Don't forget to like and share my videos. Again, I'm Lynn with Psychic Focus at psychicfocus.blogspot.com.